WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. The featured news group to join us this week is the Asheville Citizen-Times. My guest is Casey Blake, Opinions and Community Engagement Editor, as we discuss several recent topics from the pages and online post of the Citizen-Times. Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks so much for having us.
Let's begin, Casey, with an investigation involving internal ratings that place the Charles George VA Medical Center nursing home in what was considered a poor category. Who conducted that report, and what were those details?
A really interesting one and kind of a tough one. The report really came out of a USA Today Boston Globe collaboration, a newspaper investigation essentially, comparing a lot of different types of nursing homes, elder care facilities. The Charles George VA Center, our sort of local VA here, received a quality of 515, which is probably not a number that would make sense to a lot of folks, but it equates to a one-star facility, which is the lowest ranking, which is obviously, you know, cause for concern. Primarily, the poor scores were around pain management, bed sores, and essentially just finding that their residents were in a whole lot more pain than we would like to have our elders in care facilities.
Tell us a bit more about the George facility as far as its size and history.
Yes. So they are, I mean, like I said, you know, they are, if you say the VA in these parts, that's kind of who you're thinking of, right? So they are really the primary, you know, place for veterans in the area. They can't refuse folks. They take every veteran who comes into their facilities. So they are a significant resource. They opened in 1995 and have had a series of renovations. I think some folks would say they deserve a whole lot more, but they initially opened in 95 and have kind of improved the facility along the way.
Those working at Charles George had a different take on the results. Could you explain that when it comes to these ratings?
Frankly, any time a bad rating comes out, the institution in question usually has something to say, but I think they make some really interesting points that make a lot of sense about the explanation here. You know, for one, there's the more just kind of anecdotal sense that veterans might have a really different sense of pain tolerance. They might have, if they say 2 on a scale of 10 to a civilian, some folks contend, you know, that might be like a 20. So kind of just that basic anecdotal sense that their pain tolerance is different is a big piece of it. Also, again, the fact that they are taking the sickest of the sick. You know, a lot of private nursing facilities are able to turn complex cases away, are able to decline taking on some of the sicker patients. That is not quite the case for Charles George. There's also the sense that, you know, different states have different fact-gathering methodologies, and that could possibly contribute to some kind of wonky ratings. But I would say, you know, Charles George is saying that there's a lot of work to be done and a lot of improvements to be made. I think they're just taking issue with the exact kind of nature of the ranking here.
Let's now jump to a second topic this morning with the Asheville Citizen-Times. There's always so much to see and enjoy this time of year when we think about the Pisgah National Forest. This includes the Elk River Falls, popular for swimming, certainly sunbathing. However, right before the 4th of July, and actually within a two-week period, the falls claimed the lives of two different individuals in two separate incidents.
Yeah, gosh, these are just a heartbreaker every year, and one we're going to be doing a whole lot more reporting on. Yes, there have been a couple of kind of deaths that seems like clumped together, but overall in the past 25 years, the Forest Service estimates are that there have been 50 waterfall-related deaths, which is a lot, and that included 37 fatalities on 44 different waterfalls. You know, we found the most fatalities kind of by a lot, 13 have occurred at Whitewater Falls, which is in Cashers in Transylvania County. And then there are just sort of smatterings here and there. Rainbow Falls, you know, has been one in the news more recently. So yeah, it's a complicated one, but also one where we just feel like we cannot get the good word out enough that if it looks safe, that doesn't mean you still can't go over. And if you go over, it's rare to survive without at least very serious injuries.
You go somewhere to enjoy a river to cool off in the summer. You see the signs that are posted. There's warnings about not to jump in the waterfall, not to say someone won't step or still swim in the water. But a lot of times we don't think about just how strong these currents can be. When water's
Absolutely.
Raging, there certainly is warnings at these locations, is there not?
Absolutely. There are, and this is actually, to give you all kind of a peek on this, Karen Chavez, who I just cannot be in awe of enough, our amazing longtime outdoors reporter, is going to be digging deeper into this. We are actually, I think, going to try and get out physically to as many of these locations as possible to look, you know, with our own eyes at exactly where the warning signs are, if they're in the right places, if they're prominent enough, what the nature of the warnings are, and kind of get a good sense of that. Forest Service folks tell us every time that, yes, there are signs posted, but is that as effective if it's where you drop off your car? Is it as effective if it's up top? And is this an issue of folks just not seeing them or it not registering or them just flatly ignoring the warnings? So it's a tough one, but we want to see that sort of with our own eyes and get a better sense of it.
And I'm glad you mentioned that about Karen Chavez. She's joined us here before, and we may certainly want to have her back as a guest in the future. It's more to the story on WNCW. We're speaking with Casey Blake from the Citizen Times. And Casey, before we run out of time, tell us about something that's going to be forthcoming.
Yes, we are going to be working on a series of stories. I'm going to be working closely with our city government reporter, Joel Burgess, kind of just trying to dig in deeper on city and police relations with citizens, especially citizens of color. We don't always get to do the story once the sort of big breaking news has died down, but we feel like there's a whole lot more to tell on that story and, you know, talking to residents, talking to police about what's working and what's not, what changes have been effective and what haven't, and really just kind of digging into what that relationship looks like on a day-to-day basis outside of the headlines and the breaking news. So that's going to be a big focus for us this summer.
All of us here at WNCW can't thank you guys at the Citizen Times enough. You were one of the very first to come on and help us when we started a few years ago, more to the story. So we always appreciate the visits. Opinions and community engagement editor of the Citizen Times, Casey Blake, thank you so very much.
Thanks so much, Paul. Always great to talk to you.
Keep in mind that More to the Story is also available as a podcast on our website at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.